This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 26 October 2018. Well, the markets continue to rock and roll. Foreign stocks were leading the United States stocks lower midweek. Both Europe and Asia are already in downtrends. The all-country world index is falling to the lowest level in a year. And that suggests that global stocks have peaked. And that, of course, includes the United States. In one of my updates for members only, I went through what Bo Pony has for free. So you can watch this if you wish. But he talked about the wedge formation. And basically all the major stock indexes in the world are in a wedge formation. They usually portend a rapid failure or a decline of substance. And, of course, we have had a great deal of quote-unquote wealth come out of the stock market in the last couple of weeks. In the meantime, gold and silver are languishing. Gold is up about for a 3-week period. But if we look at the amount of time that gold spent at the 1350 level and tried to break through that to the upside about 4 or 5 times and failed, I'm not getting real confident in the gold market at this particular time. Not to contradict myself, but just to say that I think there's a little more patience involved here than some of my peer group that have stated like, this is it and we're on our way. I think this could be a turning point, as I said last week, but nonetheless, I think there may be more to it in time than many people anticipate. We have a few days left in October. And as I said in a previous weekly update, I wanted to see what it looks like, what the markets look like the end of November. We may have a lot better or clearer picture in another month. So I'm not going to show much on the on this. I'm going to do mostly a podcast, but some of the top headlines this week. There are several reasons that a financial crisis is coming. Central banks have increased their gold buying for the first time since 2013. And the stock market, of course, is really starting to show its true strength, which is very weak. I mean, some of the majors, the FANG stocks are falling off, Amazon's falling off, and I'm not going to go through it stock by stock, but there are lots of problems in the economy still, even though the mainstream keeps telling us everything is wonderful. Union Pacific said it's going to cut 475 jobs. Southwest Airlines, Groper involves the Trump defense after his arrest. I'm not sure what that means, but everything Trump is in the news with this package bombs and all that stuff. I'm just going to leave it at that and let the people that investigate that more than I do come to their own conclusions. Leaders in Asia and Europe are sitting down for talks. They don't want sanctions. China, of course, has really been in a downtrend, as Bo Pony pointed out. And it's interesting to see that there's a very strong correlation to the yuan and gold. In fact, it's almost a straight line. Those that know technical work know what I'm talking about. But it's highly correlated to the yuan. Looks like China may peg the yuan at some point in time. That's conjecture on my part. But I don't think they're going to let it slide forever. Italy plans to slash $500 million from its defense budget in 2019. Something I've been harping about for quite some time, another main headline here on energy, why U.S. shale may fall short of expectations, major article. I'm not that favorable to fracking. Yes, there are some instances that are very rare where it's profitable, but on the aggregate, it really isn't meeting all the expectations that many tout over the energy sector. Another headline, oil under threat as global economy struggles. Oil is probably the best indicator for the global economy strength and health. It used to be copper, but I don't think copper is as well-defined a leading or lagging indicator as oil is. Oil pretty much tells the whole story because energy means everything. Nothing happens without energy. Looking on the health side of things, cancer-causing weed killer glyphosate found in 26 of 28 United States cereals. Dozens of cereals, oatmeals, and snack bars contained trace amounts of a weak killer linked to cancer. A new report says, not a big shock to those of us that are on top of things, but certainly concerning to everyone. Probably not for those left of center, but another headline. Facebook censorship of alternative media, quote, just the beginning, end quote, says top neocon insider. At a Berlin security conference, hardline neocon Jamie Fly appeared to claim some credit for the recent coordinated purge of alternative media. So those that are trying to stay objective, certainly there is a slant to all of the mainstream media, and that's just a fact. You can research that on your own, believe it or not. Tim Cook, Apple's CEO, stated recently that personal data collection is being weaponized against us with military efficiency. CEO Cook said the business of selling ads against personal data has become a data industrial complex and stopped just short of naming tech giants like Facebook and Google in his criticisms. And our final reminder, I'll be speaking at the Gold and Silver Summit in San Francisco, California at the Hilton Union downtown. It's a two-day event, October 28th and 29th. I'll be on a few panels, and I'll be reporting about it next week when I resume the weekly update. I will be presenting the case for the best gold opportunity I've seen in 40 years. It's not a joke. This is a situation that very few are aware of, but basically the worst yield on this situation is almost 2 ounces the ton. And if there was any exploration company that drilled 2 ounces a ton in any drill anywhere, it would be unbelievable news. It'd be on every chat board and and every stock house type of chat situation that exists. I mean, it would be just phenomenal news. Everybody in the gold world would just be jumping up and down and pointing, looking at a discovery. This, of course, doesn't involve a drill. It involves a recycling of electronic waste, and the yields are as high as I just said. A good gold mine today is about 4 grams, and some of this electronic waste is like 10, in some cases 100, in some other cases 1,000 times as lucrative, depending on what kind of electronic waste we're talking about. Just a standard motherboard, we're looking at RAM fingers of some of the more lucrative parts of some of this electronics that we all enjoy. So I'll be doing the presentation. I'll be giving the names of the company and a free report. If you're not able to attend the San Francisco conference, and I know that's many listeners' podcasts, simply go to themorganreport.com and you can sign up for our free Morgan Report. And of course, I've already actually indicated what this company or actually companies are. There's one on the e-waste side. There's one on the mining side. Both of them use this inert reagent that basically works much better than cyanide, has a recovery rate in the 90% and higher range, and is certainly overlooked. But at some point in time, many others will discover this. And there are, of course, NDAs out there, so I can't say too much, but just let it be known that this is not being overlooked by some of the more, let's say, well-heeled miners in the sector. But of course, they're going to test, retest, verify, and re-verify before they do anything or say anything. So having said that, I'll be with you next week. I'll report a little bit of an update on what happened at the San Francisco Silver and Gold Summit and anything major in the economy. Until then, I wish everyone the best. And remember, there is nothing more powerful than the truth. Not your truth or her truth or his truth. It's the truth, the objective truth. And it's at a big shortage these days. Everyone seems to be a bit over emotional on almost anything in the mainstream or alternative media for that matter. But I think we just need to take a deep breath and not be so sensitive. Let's just let people be at times. And if they want to be foolish, let them be foolish. If they want to be stupid, let them be stupid. If they want to be whatever, just let it be. My words of wisdom for this week. I'll be back with you next week on the 2nd of November, 2018.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.